The last segment of our think tank addressed the issue of systemic therapy of metastatic disease, and Dr. Kathy Miller began the discussion by commenting on ECOG Trial 2100, a study she led that evaluated the use of the anti-VEGF agent bevacizumab combined with paclitaxel as first-line therapy. I asked Dr. Miller to begin by addressing the question of treatment of the patient who'd had previously received a taxane in the adjuvant setting.
This trial specifically allowed patients who had had an adjuvant taxane as long as their disease-free interval was greater than 12 months. Now, in this trial, about 18% of the patients actually fit, we'll assume, this patient's situation. They had received a taxane containing adjuvant therapy and had a disease-free interval more than 12 months at the time they entered into this trial. They were nicely matched between the two treatment groups. The overall results of this trial found essentially a doubling of objective response rates, and that was true if you looked at all of the patients or only the subset that had easily measurable disease at entry. And this translated into a highly significant, more than 5-month improvement in progression-free survival. And I think it's certainly fair to wonder if those results held up in the patients who had received taxane-containing therapy as part of their adjuvant treatment. So we've looked at a variety of subsets, including the subset of patients who had received previous taxane-based therapy. Now, this accounted again for about 18% of the patients. Their hazard ratio was 0.38 compared to 0.51 for the overall group. And in these patients, that translated into an improvement in their progression-free survival from 4 months to 12.4 months. So you could look at this two ways, as either saying if you've had an adjuvant taxane, getting a taxane alone is not particularly a good choice for you, but you get substantial benefit from a taxane plus bevacizumab. Now, toxicity in this trial was also quite favorable, with about 15 to 16% of patients developing hypertension that needed therapy. Really no major differences in the chemotherapy-related toxicities, slight increases in fatigue and neuropathy, likely because patients were responding for longer durations, so they received more exposure to the chemotherapy component.